Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. In this empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk, encouraged in that process, and encouraged how to walk by faith and not by sight. And everything that you go through, God will use your everyday life to show you who He is, find you, and to get you ready. We're going back to the book of Proverbs, looking overall at the book of Proverbs and what wisdom is. Proverbs, God gave it to Solomon, his wisdom, so that we would know how to be skilled and how to act in every situation, which is what we need. We have not known how to walk in the wisdom of God in every situation of our lives, and to see that manifestation of God's wisdom that gives us instruction, that brings discipline, that causes us to have knowledge, and that wisdom of God lets us succeed in places where we have not always succeeded. So, wisdom will help you get mature as a person. It helps you more and more as you study the book of Proverbs. The enigma of Proverbs basically is that the wise are going to have what they need to help better live their lives. And those who, the Bible says simple, and it really means those who are inexperienced to make wise decisions. If they study this book, if they listen to these Proverbs, if they hear what God is saying to us to help us live a life of justice, of fairness, to live a life of compassion for other people, see how it will work out. You will get the same wisdom. The Bible talks about the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord. This basically is the ingredient that helps us get the wisdom that we need. As we reverence God, as we put God first, as we basically allow God to have our life and we acknowledge Him as the Lord of our life, gives us knowledge that we need. Solomon feared the Lord. He reverenced God. And because he reverenced God and he wanted God's wisdom, God gave it to him. So if you ask for it, the Lord will give you what you need. He's not going to give you something else. The Bible says, Jesus says, if you ask for a bread, God is not going to give you a stone. Your father's not going to give you a stone. Your earthly fathers know how to give you a gift. Your heavenly father knows how to give you better gifts. So if you ask wisdom from the Lord, the word of God, you're going to have that wisdom and that knowledge that you need so that you can lead a life that makes you skilled and wisdom beyond your years and knowledge beyond your years. And it's going to be that heaven, not of earth. And the Lord will help you. So the Lord acknowledging Him in all of your ways is the beginning of it. It's how you increase in your knowledge as you submit to the Lord, as you submit to His knowledge. But don't know how to do it, basically overturns the value of something. So if you can know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of it and you don't do it, then the value of what you need from God, you don't get. So you want that value. To reject God means that you don't fear Him and that you think that you don't need His wisdom. You don't need to be taught. You don't need His help. And we don't want that. We want God to always give us what we need. We want to be able to have Him teach us how to solve life's problems and how to walk in truth and how to go through the things that we need to in His wisdom. You become wise by trusting and revering God. And we want to trust and revere God, allowing wisdom to teach us understanding and knowledge and give us what we have need of. We want that. So we want to make sure that we do those things that please God. We gain this moral knowledge on how to live when we reverence God, because we don't always know how to live, especially if we've not been raised in a traditional family, a traditional home, a traditional setting. God's wisdom, His word, teaches us how to live a moral life of righteousness. It teaches us how to live in a way that He gets the glory. And when you start looking at wisdom, wisdom is priceless. There is no price tag that you can put on wisdom. There is nothing that equates the value of wisdom and the knowledge of God, because God is all-knowing and all-wise. He knows the beginning from the end. So when He wants to give you a mustard seed of wisdom, that mustard seed of wisdom is greater than any prize, any value, anything that you can put on the earth. it is nothing to compare, because God's wisdom is so much more. So when we talk about wisdom and the Bible teaches us, it tells us about the young men, and it talks about the young men. It tells them how they are supposed to act when things are happening in their life. And we'll get into this next week, because we want to talk about this so that we can help our children, because this book of wisdom talks to the parents about how they're to raise their children, what they're to say to their children, but it also tells the children how they're supposed to respond to different things. So we'll get into that next week, and I pray that this is blessing you to help you in your walk of faith, and to even encourage you to be more diligent about how we proceed in our natural life with our children and with our family, to doing the things of God. Pray that you have an awesome worship experience this weekend, and that you will go and bless God, knowing that you are learning and you're gaining more of Him. God bless you. Have an awesome weekend.